from London, BBC Caribbean Report.
LIAT executives considering a raft of proposed changes to drag the airline out of the red. Debt-burdened Guyana gets some relief from the IMF and the World Bank. And grounding high-flying legal eagles, Britain's QCs are urged to break up the all-boys network. I am Keith Stone-Graves, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Top executives of the island-hopping airline LIAT are still considering a report by an independent consultancy firm on what it will take to turn around the loss-making airline. British aviation firm Speedwing has handed in its recommendations, but the executives have been refusing to comment publicly on its contents. We managed to catch up with one of them and get some insight into the thinking of the airline's board. More on that in a moment. But first, this report from Oren Gordon.
What BBC Caribbean Report does know is that Speedwing is recommending job cuts and the replacement of key managers. Job cuts first. LIAT employs just over 1,000 people. That's probably too many for an air carrier its size. As for its financial losses, this is what the Antigua and Barbuda Transport Minister Robin Yearwood told BBC Caribbean Report 2 weeks ago.
LIAT loss for 1997 was some $13 million EC dollars. And the recovery plan